Power in his second inning of action here tonight. Breaking pitch, back doors, right into the strike zone. It evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Young is the cleanup hitter for this Riverfield squad. Excuse me, 5-hole hitter. My apologies. Swing and a miss, and that's a strikeout. First strikeout of the night for Luke Power and the Rebels, and that will bring Adam Starks to the plate.
Number two, Adam.
Starks is the third baseman. Time is called. So Starks steps back into the batter's box. Excuse me. Yes, Starks. Another righty for Riverfield. That breaking pitch got his timing just a little bit off. He was able to make contact, but he lunged at the pitch and fouled it off for strike one. So no balls, one strike, one out. Another breaking pitch catches the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. The Rebels back in the bottom of the first were able to bring one run across the plate on a two-out single from Brian Bergeron. Now the pitch from Power, well outside for ball one. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The count to Starks. Leha waits on deck. Pitch from Power, misses low, evens the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch from Power, driven out into left field. This could be trouble, and it is. It's all the way out to the fence. Patridge scoops it up, throws into the cutoff man Walsh, and that's a stand-up double. As Starks cruises into second base, and now Riverfield with a one-out runner in scoring position. And that will bring Cooper Leha to the plate. So Leha heads to the plate. He calls time and steps out. Leha's another right-handed batter. Leha with a one-out RBI opportunity here as Starks is standing out at second base after that double. First hit of the game allowed by Power. Power checks his runner down at second. Pitch to the plate. Fouled off. Looks like that one got a piece of Pettit, but I think Pettit's all right. So no balls, one strike the count. Top of the second inning here. District play. So Power gets this signal from Pettit that flag still blowing straight out in center field. Check starts at second. Walsh playing close to the bag. Now Power steps off the mound. We'll reset. Tri-County ranked number one in Division 4A. Big swing and a miss by Leha. Count is no balls, two strikes. This is a District 4-4A matchup between these two ball clubs. Two teams that have had some epic battles in all three of the big sports. Football, men and women's basketball, and baseball. Runner heads to third base. It's a strike him out and a throw him out, and that will do it as the runner is retired. Starks over at third base on a great throw by Pettit. So no runs on one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Tri-County takes a 1-0 lead. We're headed to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
For Hometown Tire and Lube Service, the only name you need to know is Howell's. Howell's Tire Service on 1st Street in Flora is the name you can depend on. Superior down-home customer service combines with competitive prices to make a winning combination for your wallet. And let's not discuss how long it's been since your last oil change. 5,000 miles ago? I'm embarrassed to say miles ago? It's time for an oil change, and Howell's Lube Service can handle the job. Lube Service, new tires, balancing, and tire repair. Howell's has the know-how. Choose Howell's Tire, 1st Street in Flora.
GEM Publications says way to go to the Tri-County Academy Rebels in all of their athletic and academic endeavors. We're proud of the hometown Rebels and all that they achieve. Let GEM Publications achieve greatness for your printing needs. Whether you need color copies, business cards, t-shirts, screen-printed goodies, or most anything else, then call GEM Publications at 601-879-3666. Remember, quality is never an accident. Quality and consistency are what Tri-County Academy and GEM Publications are made of. Go Rebels!
Tri-County play-by-play coverage is on the air.
Leading off the bottom of the second, senior number one, Jacob Clearman.
Center fielder Jacob Clearman heads to the plate for the Rebels to start off the bottom of the second inning of play. Tri-County struck first blood back in the bottom of the first inning with one run. They'd love to come back in the second inning and put up a crooked number. So Clearman, the center fielder for this club, takes the first. Oh, well, thought it was going to be a ball outside, but it's called a strike on the far remote outside corner.
It wasn't the first inning.
Swing and a miss. So Clearman quickly in the hole. No balls, two strikes to Jacob Clearman. It was senior night here for the Rebels in the last regular season home game. Clearman fouls one back into the net. Now, one big difference through the first inning and a half of play is that Ziegler was 26 pitches deep through the first inning of action. Luke Power, 24 inches through two innings. That throw is just in time. Clearman hit a ground ball out to the shortstop. Parker is over to Spicer at first base in time, and Clearman's retired. So one out for the Rebels. And that sends the left fielder, Patridge, to the plate. Patridge, 245 batting average. First pitch. That one was a ball. Looked like the same pitch that was called a strike on Clearman. Ball one. Ball is fouled back over the net. Nice quick hands from Patridge. Made a quick decision, just slightly missed it. So one ball, one strike, one out. 1-0 Rebel lead in the bottom of the second inning. That breaking pitch stays high. Off the mitt of the catcher, back to the net. Sawyer Pettit jogs over to pick it up. As he waits on deck for the Rebels. Two balls, one strike, the count to Patridge. Swing and a miss evens the count. Two balls, two strikes to Peyton Patridge. Ziegler brings a fastball that's fouled off over the Riverfield dugout. Patridge doing a good job fighting to stay alive and once again continues to make that pitch count rise as it's up to 35 pitches already. That's a good number if you're a Rebel fan. Pitch from Ziegler. Check swing. Looks like he fouled that ball off. So we'll get some new baseballs delivered out to the home plate official, and count remains two balls, two strikes, and we're back in action. Pitch from Ziegler. Misses low. Full count. So if my count's right, I believe this is already a 7-pitch at bat. Another foul ball off the helmet of the catcher. So a great at bat here for Peyton Patridge. Continues to battle, continues to challenge Ziegler out there. So many times we see it work in the favor of the batter when you're able to continue to foul pitches off. Get that timing down, get synced up with that pitcher. We'll see if that's the case here for Peyton Patridge. So the payoff pitch from Ziegler. Fastball on the outside, swing and a miss, and that's another strikeout for Ziegler. Three strikeouts so far in the game for Ziegler. Three strikeouts for Ziegler, yep. Thanks to Jeremy Bond. He's my stat man over here beside me this afternoon. Oh, and Pettit catches one. And he'll head down to first base with two outs. That one hit him in the midsection. And Pettit will head back to the dugout as Cade Hunt will come on to pinch run for Pettit. So once again, the Rebels with a two-out base runner. That's what happened back in the first inning. Two strikeouts for Ziegler, then a little bit of action, a little pressure put on Ziegler, and the Rebels were able to scratch out a run. We hope the Rebels can repeat that performance as the top of the batting order comes back up to the plate with Grayson Reimer. So Reimer, in his first at-bat, struck out. Big lead over there for Hunt, but he's back under the tag.
Trying to get him over to second.
Hunt with a pretty aggressive lead over there at first base. Good speed out there on the bases for Tri-County. Pitch right down the middle for a called strike. Reimer squared to bunt, or squared to at least show bunt. But took a called strike. The wind had died down for a few moments, but it's kicked back up straight out to center field again. A breaking pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, 1-0 lead for the Rebels. We're in the bottom of the second inning, Tri-County versus Riverfield. Ziegler checks his runner and Hunt over at first. Hunt takes off to second base, pitch misses inside. It's all the way back to the net, and Tri-County's got a runner in scoring position. So a two-out runner in scoring position, a stolen base for Cade Hunt. And Reimer with a two-out RBI opportunity. Ziegler. Pitch to the plate. Runner heads to third base. Called strike three, and that will do it. Strikeout number four for Ziegler through two innings. So no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. 1-0. Headed to the top of the third inning. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Have you been injured through no fault of your own? Do you know your rights? Don Evans does. Do you really believe that the insurance company would disclose all information to you? Don Evans will make sure that you are fully informed. It costs nothing to discuss your case. From car wrecks to malpractice, Don Evans will make you and your family whole again. Don Evans won't ever charge unless he collects for you. Call Don for a free, no-obligation consultation at 601-969-2006.
We all love the farm-to-table food concept, right? Well, at Burnt Corn Farm, they bring you locally grown flowers straight from the farm to the vase. With a wide selection of flowers and excellent service, Burnt Corn Farm will make your next party or shower a southern delight. Sign up for a monthly bouquet subscription, and their farm fresh flowers will brighten your days all season long. You can also book your next family photo session in their wildflower field. That's Burnt Corn Farm on Facebook and Instagram.
You're listening to Tri-County Academy on 103.9 WYAB.
The 8-hole hitter, Eli Corley, heads to the plate for Riverfield to lead off this third inning of play. Tri-County with a 1-0 lead. They got that one run on a two-out RBI single from Bergeron back in the first inning of play. First ball is fouled off down the first baseline. Corley, the left fielder for Riverfield. Fisher Weems, the nine-hole hitter, the second baseman, waits on deck. Corley, showing bunt. Pitch from Power. It's driven right up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. Single gets out into center field, and Riverfield with a leadoff base runner here in the top of the third inning of play. Little noise from the bottom half of the Raider batting order.
Brings up number 16, Fisher Weems.
So Fisher Weems, the nine-hole hitter, will wrap up the first time through the lineup for the Raiders. Power checks his runner over at first. Throw over to first, not in time. Corley slides back in safely. Another beautiful night. We've had some great baseball weather this season. Nice breeze blowing. Temperature around 80 at the start of the game. Powers pitch. Just misses low. Two balls, no strike. Weems had squared the bunt, but pulled back in plenty of time. Weems shows bunt once again. Breaking pitch, catches the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Nasser waits on deck, the leadoff hitter. He flew out to Jacob Clearman, his first at bat. Throw over to first base, once again, not in time. Power now with the base runner down at first, working from the stretch. Pitch. Bunt is offered. And that's a strike. Two balls, two strikes. High outside pitch, but Weems unable to pull the bat back. And now the count is even at 2-2. Throw over to first once again, not in time. But Power's done a good job of reining in Corley down at first base. That lead is shrunk with each attempt over there to first base. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is in the dirt. Count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Runner down at first base, and Corley reached the single right over the pitcher's head. The officials got 2-2 is the count. We had 3-2, but I think we like 2-2 a little better.
Okay.
To the 2-2 pitch. Down the third baseline. Foul ball. That was a very close play. I don't know if Reimer had a chance to make that play at first or not.
Bang, bang.
But we'll never know.
He would have made it.
So two balls, two strikes, no outs. 1-0 lead for the Tri-County Rebels. District 4, 4A matchup here. This three-game series this week for the district championship and the number one seed headed to the playoffs. Swing and a miss. And that is strikeout number 2 for Power. That may be strikeout number 3 for Power. It is. Strikeout number 3. Let me give the man credit.
Brings off leadoff batter, number 21, Brad Nasser.
So with one out, Corley stands down at first base, and Nasser heads back to the plate. Nasser popped out to center field, his first at bat. He showed bunt, stretched out, tapped the ball foul, but Pettit unable to make a play. The ball got back into the fence before Pettit could get back there. We're going to have a quick word from Coach Barrett. The whole infield being called out for a little bit of discussion. Now a big moment here in the ballgame. One out. It's the top of the third inning of play in a game scheduled for seven innings. Both these teams, 6-0 in district play, both have swept Central Hines and Clinton Christian. I noticed Riverfield had one very tight game with Central Hines. 4-3 was the final score. They run-ruled Clinton Christian all three games. Looked like they run-ruled Clinton Christian one time, but 4-3 and then another tight game. I'll have to look back and find the exact score, but two competitive games between Central Hines and Riverfield. That wind howling out to center field now. Nosser. No balls, one strike. Throw over to first. Not in time. Hillman getting a good workout over there at first base. But not as good a workout as Corley's getting. Pitch. Just misses outside. The way things have gone early in the game, that's probably a good spot for these pitchers to stay. The outside corner has been very friendly for pitchers to right-handed hitters. Ball fouled straight up. It looks like Powers got a chance. He calls it. Almost overran it, but reaches back over his head to make the play. He made it exciting. But second out is recorded for the Rebels, and that'll bring the big man, John Cade Ziegler, the pitcher, to the plate. Ziegler flew out to, or popped up to Walsh out in shallow left center field his first at bat. Throw over to first. Power wants to make sure that Corley doesn't forget. He can make a throw over there to first base. His power checks his runner at first. Another throw over to first base, not in time. Now, you know it's got to be in the back of Power's mind. He wants to make sure he doesn't give Ziegler a pitch he can get under. Because a big, strong kid like Ziegler, if he could lift one up in the air, it's got a good chance of getting out of here with this wind blowing out to center field. So you got to be really careful here if you're Luke Power for the Rebels. Still waiting on the first pitch to Ziegler. Just misses the outside corner. So one ball, no strikes, the count to Ziegler. Catcher Pettit set up on that outside corner. That pitch looked like it caught the corner, but does not get the call. Two balls, no strike. I thought that was a great pitch.
That might go on the left side. It likes it on the right side.
Power just misses once again. I think Power is being very cautious, not going to give Ziegler anything he can really get a hold of here with two outs. I think he'd rather see Ziegler head down the first base than park a ball out over the field, the fence in center field. And that pitch is outside, ball four. And I think that was a purposeful walk there for Power and the Rebels. Drake Parker heads to the plate. Parker in his first at bat. He reached on an error. He reached on that error by Connor Hillman down at first base. So 39 pitches through 2 2/3 for Power. You'd love to see him get out of here with 45 or less through three innings. 15 pitches an inning, a pretty good number. And that pitch hits Ziegler. And that will allow Corley to advance over to third. So now with two outs, a runner stands 90 feet away. power hit Ziegler right in the back of the arm with that throw over to first base. Now the pitch lifted to shallow center field. Walsh waves everybody off, makes the catch, and that will do it for the top of the third inning of play. Tri-County leading 1-0. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
If you're thinking about putting your children into Tri-County Academy and need a place to live, then give me a call. I have lived in Flora for nearly 50 years. I'm a graduate of Tri-County Academy, went there the first day the doors opened. Without a doubt, the Flora expert when it comes to real estate. So if you need a place to live, give me a call. Rita Jensen, REMAX Connection, 601-720-4037. Or go to my website, ritajensen.net.
Are you looking to set your business or organization apart but don't know where to start? How about T. White's Custom Apparel in Flora? T. White's makes custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional items and is locally owned and operated. So whether you're a local business or need shirts for your church group, T. White's has you covered. From custom shirts, jackets, hats, cups, pins, mugs, and more, T. White's is your one-stop shop for all your advertising needs. Get a free digital mock-up and quote today at twhites.com. That's T-E-E-Whites.com.
The Tri-County Academy Rebels' success in the classroom and on the athletic stage begins with the Tri-County Academy Booster Club. Join the team and be a Rebel by getting involved in volunteering as a booster. Your involvement is the generator for fundraisers, facility upgrades, equipment, uniforms, and all other needs. Tri-County Athletics thrives in part because of our TCA boosters. Join today by calling the TCA main office at 601-879-8517 and help the Rebels continue the championship tradition.
At Bank of Yazoo, we believe that common sense makes for better banking. That's why we've taken our array of checking accounts and simplified them for you, boiling down features and benefits to create our new you, achieve you, benefit you, and protect you checking accounts. Ready to discover how simple is better? Talk with us today. Bank of Yazoo, Bank of You. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Tri-County Athletics.
And we're one pitch deep into the bottom of the third inning of play. That pitch was lifted out into shallow center field by the second baseman, Hayden Smith, and one out is registered for the Rebels. And that brings Cruz Albritton to the plate. Cruz hit a line drive and reached on an error. This one he does the same once again. Twice in a row, same situation, a hard hit ball to the second baseman, both times off his glove, and both times Cruz is able to reach on an error. So Cruz with two plate appearances, no hits, but a 1,000 on base percentage for the night.
Number 22, Connor Hillman.
And that'll bring Connor Hillman to the plate. Connor walked his first at bat. So Albritton, he scored the run back in the first inning of play. Throw over to first, not in time. Both these pitchers very concerned with the lead of those runners over at first base. I think there's been more throws over to first base than there have been pitches through three innings of play. Ziegler, first pitch to Hillman, misses high for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Runner down at first base in Albritton. Albritton takes off towards second. The throw is there, not in time. Hillman with a swing and a miss evens the count at 1-1, but that one-out runner is now down in scoring position at second base. So Hillman now with an RBI opportunity here with Albritton standing down in second base. Pitch to Hillman. Through the gap in the sixth hole, Albritton rounds third. Throw is to the plate, not in time. And an RBI single for Connor Hillman. So, first inning and third inning, nice situational hitting for the Rebels. And that lead grows to 2-0. And I think we're going to see a little more aggressiveness on the bases here as Coach Barrett is calling time. Looks like he's going to put in a pinch runner for Hillman. I believe that's what we'll see. We'll see who it is. Hunter Franklin heads over to first to run for Connor Hillman. And this is not a courtesy runner, as you would see for a pitcher and a catcher. This is a true pinch runner. So trying to get a little speed over there on the base pass. Bergeron, first at bat, was a single down that first baseline that scored a run. Franklin. He'd have to be on his toes over there. Good job. So Franklin was prepared quickly back into first base. Ziegler checks the runner over at first. Pitch to the plate. Bergeron shows bunt. Throw in behind the runner at first base. Not in time. So no balls, one strike. The count to Bergeron. Throw over to first. Once again, not in time. The Rebels trying to play a little small ball and produce some runs. Rebels have been aggressive so far today on the bases. Franklin with a lead over at first. The pitch to Bergeron is a breaking pitch that stays high. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. 51. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Ziegler is 51 pitches deep into this ballgame. The Rebels have plated two, 2-0 lead for Tri-County. Bergeron takes a called strike. Nice pitch from Ziegler right on that outside edge. It's a pitch call we've seen made all ballgame. You don't get it on the left side of the plate, but you get it on the right side of the plate from the catcher's perspective. Ziegler's pitch breaks right into the strike zone, and that's a called strike three. Bergeron goes down looking for out number two.
Brings up number three, Braden Walsh.
So Braden Walsh heads to the plate for the Rebels. Braden, the shortstop. Throw again over to first. Franklin is back under the tag. Two-zero. Tri-County lead. Walsh drives one right up the middle through the gap. Franklin rounds, heads to third. The throw is over to third, not in time. It gets away into the Tri-County dugout. No, not into the dugout, up against the fence. I was hoping it went to the dugout to allow Franklin to go score. Nice piece of running by Walsh as he slides into second. So a single for Walsh. He advanced to second on the throw. So two runners in scoring position with two outs, and Clearman with a big opportunity. Jacob Clearman grounded out in his first at-bat, back in the second inning of play. Ziegler, pitch to Clearman, catches that outside corner. No balls, one strike, the count to Clearman. Ziegler's pitch. Breaking ball. That's a tough call. That's one we've not seen called tonight. Tight into the belt of Clearman and called a strike. So no balls, two strikes. Ball is put in play by Clearman. It's going to be tough for the second baseman. He's up just in time by one step, and that will do it. So the Rebels do play another run, extend that lead to 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning to play. We're headed to the top of the fourth, 2-0 Tri-County. versus the Raiders from Riverfield. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Your local hometown hardware is growing. We're happy to be operating out of our new rental center. In addition to our full-service hardware and home improvement store, now you can rent all the equipment that you need for your projects, no matter how big or small. From hand tools to excavators, we have a wide selection of tools and equipment available for the Flora community and surrounding areas to rent. Hometown Rental is conveniently connected and is an extension of Hometown Hardware located at 1085 Highway 49 North in Flora. Our team is looking forward to walking with you all the way through your next project.
The strength of any athletic team lies with the solid foundation of its players. The solid foundation for your construction project starts at Spencer Ready Mix. Spencer Ready Mix Concrete delivers only the highest quality materials with prompt, truthful service. Spencer Ready Mix prides itself on that service, meaning they can over-deliver for you with concrete for all size construction projects, from house pads to commercial projects and everything in between. Spencer Ready Mix in Jackson. Call 601-981-6080 to schedule today or go to SpencerReadyMixConcrete.com.
Selecting a fitting memorial for a loved one is one of the most important and difficult decisions in life. Sadler Granite Works would like to assist you. Sadler Granite Works displays a wide range of enduring granite monuments on property. All monuments can be furnished in a variety of styles, sizes, and designs. Allow the Sadler family to serve alongside yours in this most difficult of seasons. 662-755-2678 or visit Felix or Josh Sadler at Sadler Granite Works, Highway 49 in Bentonia.
Mark Twain said, "The best investment on earth is earth." This is Realtor Shane Saxton, and like I always say, you can build more cars, you can build more houses, they ain't making no more land. In the past 2 years, compared to other investments, land prices are still holding strong. Call me today to get your land sold, because Saxton Sales isn't just my slogan, backed up by hundreds of satisfied clients just like you.
Find one of the top agents at Hopper Properties on Facebook and at hoppropertiesms.com.
601-724-1435. Tri-County play-by-play coverage is on the air.
Eli Spicer at the plate for Riverfield. No balls, two strikes to count. Spicer grounded out his first at bat. That was the end of that first inning of play. 2-0 Tri-County lead.
Nice
ball game here. Two pitchers doing work on the mound. Big swing and a miss on a great pitch right on that outside corner from Luke Power, and that's strikeout number four. So Ziegler with five strikeouts so far in the game. Luke Power with four strikeouts. But
that brings up number seven, Connor Young.
Tri-County with 2 runs to 0 runs for Riverfield, and Connor Young, the catcher, heads to the plate for the Raiders. He struck out swinging his first at battle. I thought that was going to be a called strike one, but it must have missed low for ball one. Power's command has been great today, as has Ziegler's. Both these pitchers doing a great job out on the mound for these ball clubs.
One walk apiece.
One walk for each pitcher. So 9 combined strikeouts, 2 combined walks. Not bad numbers for high school pitchers. But 2 balls, no strikes here to start this at bat for Connor Young. And that pitch is lifted on the infield. Hillman might have a chance. Nearly. So close. But Hillman got tangled up in that net. Could not make the play. 2 balls, 1 strike. I was beginning to think maybe I had put a little bit of that announcer's jinx on Power after the 2 straight balls after I talked so much about the command, but he redeemed himself on that pitch. So the 2-1 pitch, breaking pitch, just misses the outside corner. Great pitch from Power. Didn't miss, but maybe by 1 baseball on the outside edge. So 3-1 count, 1 out, 2-0 Rebel lead. Pitch from Power, misses high, and that's walk number 2 for Power. So Young heads down to first base, and Adam Starks head to the plate. Adam, back in the second inning, he hit that big double out into left field. Got a courtesy runner, and Trenton Mize down at first base for Riverfield. That was courtesy runner for the catcher, Young.
Brings up number two, Adam Starks.
So Mize stands down at first base. First pitch, called strike one. I've had to think about that one for a second. The first time we've seen him be a little deliberate on a call. That pitch misses low off the plate. But a nice block by Pettit. Keeps the runner over at first base. One ball, one strike, one out. It's the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 lead for Tri-County. Time is called at the plate by Connor Young. Adam Starks. Throw over to first, not in time. It's Mize. Slides back in under the tag. Yeah, Tri-County ended that third inning of play with a big strike them out, throw them out. Runner heads to second. The hit and run was on. Power. Throw over to first base. In time. So Riverfield advances the runner to second, but a great play by Luke Power to turn completely around in the circle, right himself, and make an accurate throw over to first base. Now, I say accurate because Connor Hillman's the first baseman, and he's got a few extra inches to reach. If you don't have a tall first baseman, that one might be into the fence. So Leha, the center fielder, bats seventh for Riverfield. He steps up to the plate on his first at bat. He struck out swinging. He's got a runner in scoring position down at second base in Mize. Power checks the runner. Pitch to the plate. It's a breaking pitch. Stays high. One ball, no strikes. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. Seven innings of play here in these district games. That's a called strike. One ball, one strike on the fastball from Power. Great pitch from the sophomore Luke Power. Breeze headed right back out to center field again. Pick play at second base is close, but not in time. A little substitution play out there. Walsh faked over to second, and then when he backed off and gave the runner a little confidence, Smith snuck over from second base. Nearly made the play, but Mize got back in time. So one ball, one strike, two outs. Leha. Pitch, a swing, and a miss. One ball, two strikes to Leha. The Rebels holding on to that 2-0 lead. Top of the fourth inning of play, nearing the halfway point of this ballgame. One out away. The pitch from Power. Swing and a miss. And another strikeout for Power will wrap up the top of the fourth inning of play. 2-0 Tri-County lead. We're headed to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
If you ever been stuck on the side of the road with engine trouble or because of an accident, you know how frustrating that can be. I'm Chad Stevens of Chad Stevens Record Service. We'll help take some of the stress out of this stressful situation. We've been rated by AAA as one of the top 10 towing services in the entire USA. Why? Well, just ask our customers. So keep our number in your cell phones and call us if you need us. 662-755-8645. That's Chad Stevens Record Service. 662-755-8645.
For over 50 years, United Piping has been your locally owned fire sprinkler contractor, specializing in commercial sprinkler systems in both new construction and existing buildings. United Piping leaves no need unmet for their clients, from new installation to inspections and maintenance of existing systems. Located in Ridgeland, United Piping services and installs systems throughout the Magnolia State. For more information about United Piping, contact Greg Goza or Raymond Sinley at 601-981-1741.
You're listening to Tri-County Academy on 103.9 WYAB.
Peyton Patridge heads back to the plate for the Rebels. It's the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 lead for Tri-County over the Raiders from Riverfield.
Leading out the bottom of the fourth, left fielder.
Riverfield over in Rayville, Louisiana. Rayville, I think is what they call it. Patridge struck out swinging his first at bat, and he takes a called strike one with a fastball on the outside corner. So 2-0, Tri-County lead. Ziegler's pitch, check swing. He didn't go, but I'm wondering if maybe that ball caught the outside corner.
He said he went.
Either way, two strikes.
He said he went. He's been calling that a whole
Ziegler up to 59 pitches. That ball is driven. Foul over the Riverfield dugout out over Cox Ferry Road. Ziegler's pitch. Another one fouled down the first base side. Foul out into Cox Ferry Road. Ball hit right back to Ziegler. Gloved by Ziegler. Over to the first baseman, Cooper Young. Excuse me. Eli Spicer. And that's out number one for the Rebels. And that brings up the nine-hole hitter, Sawyer Pettit, the catcher.
Brings up the catcher, number 15, Sawyer Pettit.
2-0 lead here. Pettit, swing and a foul ball. So Pettit steps in. No balls. One strike to count. Pitch to Pettit. Misses inside for ball one. Evens the count. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the fourth inning of play. Ziegler's pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Leadoff hitter in this inning was Patridge, and he was retired. Check swing and a called third strike. And the strikeouts continue to build for Ziegler. So the Rebels, two away. The top of the order, Grayson Reimer, the third baseman, Reimer. He was thrown out at first on a drop third strike and then struck out looking, so 0-for-2 for Reimer. Swing and a miss on a off-speed pitch. First time we've seen that. He's been steady diet of first-pitch fastballs, and Ziegler came back with an off-speed pitch on the first pitch. He follows that up with a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike two. And Reimer in the hole, 0-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss for Reimer, and that's another strikeout for Ziegler.
Seven
strikeouts through four innings of play. We're headed to the top of the fifth inning. 2-0 Tri-County lead over Riverfield. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Do you find yourself wanting to make a change when it comes to your smile? Dr. Camille Sandifer and her team at Sandifer Orthodontics make beautiful smiles happen. Dr. Sandifer offers top-of-the-line treatment options such as Invisalign and Damon braces. Sandifer Orthodontics now serving patients in their beautiful new Highland Village location as well as by appointment in Brandon. Remember, a smile makes a big first impression, and Sandifer Orthodontics wants to make you a success. Visit our website at sandiferortho.com or call 601-981-5004 to schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you been injured through no fault of your own? Do you know your rights? Don Evans does. Do you really believe that the insurance company would disclose all information to you? Don Evans will make sure that you are fully informed. It costs nothing to discuss your case. From car wrecks to malpractice, Don Evans will make you and your family whole again. Don Evans won't ever charge unless he collects for you. Call Don for a free, no-obligation consultation at 601-969-2006.
This is Tri-County Academy on 103.9 WYAB.
Top of the fifth, number 10, Eli Corley.
So Eli Corley will head to the plate for Riverfield to lead off this top of the fifth inning. Tri-County with a 2-0 lead. District matchup here, game one of a three-game series, and the first pitch is a breaking pitch, swing and miss. No balls, one strike, the count to Corley. Corley singled on a line drive out to center field, and now he takes a ball high and away for a one-ball, one-strike count. So the pitch from Power just misses low. Power in his fifth inning of action here tonight. He is up to 58 pitches. Not a bad number. Swing and a foul ball. Evens that count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. So nice recovery for Powell. Pitch from Luke Power. Swing and a miss, and that's a strikeout for Power. So Power, strikeout number 6, I believe it is, for the night. We'll confirm that. It is 6 strikeouts for Luke Power. Through 4 1/3 innings.
16, Fisher Wings.
So one out now for Riverfield here in the top of the fifth inning. Luke Power still on the mound for the Rebels. And that pitch misses high. Off-speed pitch. Fisher Weems, the batter. Fisher struck out swinging his first at bat. He takes a called strike on that outside corner. I'll keep repeating it. That outside corner for right-handed hitters is the place to be for a pitcher. That pitch, oh, thought he was going to get the call, yeah, just missed low.
That was maybe low. Maybe low.
So count, 2 balls, 1 strike. Breaking pitch, just misses low on the outside corner. Now 3-1 count. Two-zero lead for the Rebels. High and outside, and that's a walk. Walk number 3 given up by Powell. So that will send Weems down to first, and Nosser heads to the plate. Nosser flew out to center field and popped up to the pitcher. You'd love to see a double play here for the Rebels, and not have to face Ziegler in this fifth inning. That would be ideal for Tri-County. Pitch from Power is a called strike. Fastball on the inside edge to the right-handed hitting Nosser. So Power checks his runner over at first. Pitch to the plate. Fouled off. Strike two. So no balls, two strikes. There's a little discussion going up here in the press box. Speculation if you're able to get this out and get it to two outs, that it might be a good idea to just send Ziegler down to first base. I don't know that I don't totally agree with that. We will see. So no balls, two strikes, one out, 2-0 Tri-County lead. It's the top of the fifth. Pitch lifted out in the left field. Shallow left field. Walsh ranges back, makes the catch. And two outs. Walsh has been a vacuum cleaner out there at shortstop. He's made several plays out in the edge of the outfield.
What's the pitch count, Shane?
68.
And it does look like they're going to pitch to Ziegler. Surely keeping on that outside again. Just misses the outside corner. Fastball, ball one.
Plate number five, John K. Ziegler.
So one ball, no strikes. The count to Ziegler. Now with the passed ball, the runner heads over to second base, and they're going to go ahead and send Ziegler down to first base. So Drake Parker heads to the plate. Parker, 0 for 2 on the night, a ground ball out and popped out to the shortstop. He actually reached on an error his first at bat and then popped out his second.
At the plate, number one, Drake Parker.
So Drake Parker at the plate. Two runs for the Rebels, no runs for the Raiders, but the Raiders threatening here with two on. Pitch misses low. One ball, no strike.
Come on, buddy. Get out of it.
Big moment here for Luke Power. Don't want to see the bases go full of Raiders. Pitch from Power, misses outside. Two balls, no strikes to count.
He's got somebody ready.
So Ziegler standing down at first. Weems down at second. A two ball, no strike count with two outs. Pitch from Power is lifted to the right side. Right at a couple of cars headed down Cox Ferry, but does not get either one of them.
No points.
I'm disappointed.
Looking for a little action outside the fence. Drive at your own risk on Cox Ferry Road on ball game night. Pitch from Power. Misses low. Three balls, one strike.
Big pitch.
Mm-hmm. Probably the biggest pitch of the game so far here for Power.
Clean up, dude.
Pitch number 75. Misses high, and that's a walk. So the bases are full of Raiders for the cleanup hitter, Eli Spicer. We're going to get a mound visit. We'll see if we see a pitching change. We'll keep it here for the moment. Tanner Blackwell heads down to the bullpen for Tri-County. The plate ump heads out to the mound to break up the conversation. Thus far, no change for the Rebels in Power. We'll stay on the mound. Looks like it's going to be up to Luke Power to finish out this inning of play. Tanner Blackwell is stretching out now in the bullpen. Eli Spicer steps into the batter's box. Eli is 0 for 2. He grounded out. He struck out swinging. So Riverfield with a huge opportunity here with the bases loaded. But two outs. Nowhere to put Spicer. First pitch misses outside. Fastball. One ball, no strikes. Power's going to have to come back and challenge Spicer in this at bat. Pitch is driven down the first baseline, but foul once again out on the Cox Ferry Road. One ball, one strike. Two outs. The Rebels clinging to a 2-0 lead. Spicer waits on the pitch. Breaking pitch drops right in the zone for a called strike two. Great pitch by Luke Power. Backdoored that breaking ball. Dropped it right in the strike zone. So now, Power with a little leeway here to work. Spicer asked for timeout. It's granted. So one ball, two strikes, two outs, 2-0 lead for the Rebels at the top of the fifth inning. Tri-County versus the Raiders from Riverfield. Pitch from Power. Lifted out into right field. Should be playable by Albritton. It is, and that will do it. Three runners left on base, but still no runs across the plate. 2-0 Tri-County headed to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
No one likes to clean up a mess caused by someone or something else. And if you have a faulty water system, you've got a mess on your hands. Let Utility Maintenance Company handle the dirty work and be your source for complete water system repair and maintenance. Utility Maintenance specializes in leak repair and offers 24-hour service. Serving nearly all of Central Mississippi, they install and repair water lines, set meters, fix valves, even repair fire hydrants. For more information about Utility Maintenance Company, call Tim Barker at 601-954-5687.
If you're thinking about putting your children into Tri-County Academy and need a place to live, then give me a call. I have lived in Flora for nearly 50 years. I'm a graduate of Tri-County Academy, went there the first day the doors opened. Without a doubt, the Flora expert when it comes to real estate. So if you need a place to live, give me a call. Rita Jensen, REMAX Connection. 601-720-4037. Or go to my website, ritajensen.net.
You're listening to Tri-County Athletics.
Hayden Smith, second baseman for Tri-County, will head to the plate to start out the bottom of the fifth inning. Ziegler, John Cade Ziegler, still on the mound for Riverfield. He's pitch counts up to 69 pitches through four innings. Ziegler, a big sophomore. Big sophomore righty with good velocity, good movement, good command. Nothing bad to say, nothing negative to say about that young man on the mound. He's a heck of a pitcher.
Leading out the bottom of the fifth.
Smith is 0 for 2, struck out swinging and popped out to the second baseman. Smith was swinging on the first pitch of his last at bat. We'll see if he watches the pitch here or if he's expecting first pitch fastball again. Pitch from Ziegler. Fastball. It is lifted out into center field, but it looks like plenty of room to make the play out there for Leha. And for the second consecutive at bat, Hayden Smith retired on the first pitch. And that's going to send Cruz Albritton to the plate for the Rebels. Albritton on the night, he has reached base twice on an error, both times hit to the second baseman. First pitch, pretty low, but called a strike. So no balls, one strike, one out. Albritton hammers one, but foul, over into the net on the softball field. That ball was hit a ton. screaming off the bat, but unfortunately for the Rebels, well fouled. So no balls, two strikes, the count to All Britton. Wind blowing straight out to center field. Swing and a miss. And another strikeout for Ziegler. Connor Hillman heads to the plate. Hillman, he's had a good night so far.
Except senior first baseman, number 22, Connor Hillman.
Yeah. We'll get Connor's history tonight here in just a moment. Swing and a miss for Hillman. So no balls, one strike, the count. Hillman walked and singled. She has reached base both at bats. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, and no balls, two strikes, the count to Hillman. Eight strikeouts through four and two-thirds innings for Ziegler. 75 pitches for Ziegler. There was a point in this game where Luke Power had a distinct advantage on pitch count, but I think it's almost leveled back up now as we're nearing the end of the fifth inning of play.
79.
Swing and a miss by Hillman, and that's another strikeout. Strikeout number 9 on the night for Ziegler. And Tri-County will head to the top of the sixth inning, holding on to a 2-0 lead over Riverfield. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Bank Plus makes it easier to bank. With extended drive-through hours plus 24/7 online and mobile banking, we're here when you need us. Lost your debit card? Get a new one instantly at any Bank Plus location. No waiting for the mail. And interactive teller machines offer drive-up personal service 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays. Your bank, your plus. Learn more at bankplus.net. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Academy Rebel success in the classroom and on the athletic stage begins with the Tri-County Academy Booster Club. Join the team and be a Rebel by getting involved and volunteering as a booster. Your involvement is the generator for fundraisers, facility upgrades, equipment, uniforms, and all other needs. Tri-County Athletics thrives in part because of our TCA boosters. Join today by calling the TCA main office at 601-879-8517 and help the Rebels continue the championship tradition.
You're listening to The Rebels on 103.9 WYAB.
Most important stat, right? So Connor Young, the catcher, heads to the plate for Riverfield to start off the sixth inning of play tonight.
Connor Young.
2-0, Rebel lead. Tri-County plated one run in the first, one run in the third. Now a ball is lifted out into shallow left field. And another play by Walsh. I think Walsh has made all but one of the plays he's made tonight. One of the putouts have been standing on the outfield grass. I think he had one ground ball hit to him where he threw a runner out at first. Outside of that, he's made four or five plays out in shallow left field. So that will send Adam Starks to the plate. Starks doubled and grounded out. Fouls off the first pitch. So a good start to this sixth inning for Power. Love to see Power get out of here quick. Power gets a new baseball. Starks steps back in the batter's box. Power working from the windup. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Power already with one out on the pop-up out to Walsh. Would love to see him retire these first two batters. pitch from Power. Just misses the outside corner.
He's been calling that all night.
So one ball, two strikes. One out. The pitch. Breaking pitch just stays high. Evens the count, two balls, two strikes. Big pitch here for Luke Power. This is an at-bat that started out 0-2 and now has worked to 2-2. So Starks waits on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Great pitch by Power. So two outs quickly for the Rebels. And Cooper Leha, the center fielder, will head to the plate for Riverfield. Seven strikeouts now for Luke Power. Power's pitch count at 85.
That's number 15, Cooper Leha.
Through 5 2/3 inning of play. Leha struck out swinging both previous plate appearances. The pitch from Power. Another swing and a miss on a low outside pitch.
What do you call it when you have three strikeouts?
Going sombrero, at least four.
What's three, though?
Power's looking for the hat trick.
No.
Foul ball, 0-2.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
He's got two.
If Leha is able to reach, that would bring Eli Corley up to the plate. A 2-0 lead for Tri-County in the top of the sixth inning. Two outs, two strikes. Fastball stays high and outside for Power. And Leha holds off. Count runs to one ball, two strikes. Power hoping for a clean inning here. 1-2-3. Breaking pitch stays outside just a bit.
Not enough break.
Count evens it. Two balls, two strikes. That breaking pitch didn't quite snap back into the zone. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch from Power. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 8 for Luke Power through 6 innings of action. A great performance here from the sophomore lefty tonight. We're headed to the bottom of the 6th inning. Tri-County holding on to that 2-0 lead over Riverfield. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Are you looking to set your business or organization apart but don't know where to start? How about T. White's Custom Apparel in Flora? T. White's makes custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional items and is locally owned and operated. So whether you're a local business or need shirts for your church group, T. White's has you covered. From custom shirts, jackets, hats, cups, pins, mugs, and more, T. White's is your one-stop shop for all your advertising needs. Get a free digital mock-up and quote today at twhites.com. That's T-E-E-Whites.com.
Your local Hometown Hardware is growing. We're happy to be operating out of our new rental center. In addition to our full-service hardware and home improvement store, now you can rent all the equipment that you need for your projects, no matter how big or small. From hand tools to excavators, we have a wide selection of tools and equipment available for the Flora community and surrounding areas to rent. Hometown Rental is conveniently connected and is an extension of Hometown Hardware located at 1085 Highway 49 North in Flora. Our team is looking forward to walking with you all the way through your next project.
Tri-County play-by-play coverage is on the air.
Brian Bergeron heads to the plate for the Rebels. First pitch, called strike. Bergeron singled and struck out looking. Had a single and an RBI with two outs back in that first inning of play, I believe. Bergeron with a check swing, holds off. One ball, one strike to count to Bergeron. Ziegler still on the mound. A nice breaking pitch, snaps back. And out of the strike zone, but a swing and a miss for Bergeron. One ball, two strikes. Ziegler stuff still looking really good out here in inning number 6. Bergeron fouls one off over the Riverfield dugout. Don't look like that might have got over there to 2nd Street. So one ball, two strikes, no outs, 2-0 Rebel lead. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch to Bergeron. Hit by the third baseman out into left field. That's another base hit for Bergeron. So Bergeron leads it off with a single. And that will bring Braden Walsh to the plate. And it looks like we're going to get another pinch runner substituting in. That looks like a Hunt, I believe. Which Hunt is that? Should be Hayden Hunt. I believe you're right. I think that is Colton Jones. It is. My mistake. So Braden Walsh grounded out, singled. Braden had an RBI on that, the single, I believe. So we're going to get a word from Coach Barrett to Walsh and Clearman. Clearman waits on deck.
What number is it for Colton Jones?
Yeah, 28.
So Jones stands over at first base, pinch running for Bergeron. Tri-County has been aggressive all night long on the bases. Don't expect to see anything change. Jones with good speed out there at first base. Oh, and doubled up. Very unfortunate play. A ball that was hit right back to the pitcher. Looked like it might squeeze through for a base hit, but snagged by the pitcher, so a line drive out. Jones had headed to second. I think the hit and run was on. So no chance there for Jones. And that empties the bases and sends Clearman to the plate with two outs. Clearman takes the ball low and inside for ball one.
Number one, Jacob Clearman.
Clearman has grounded out both at bats. The pitch from Ziegler, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Patridge waits on deck for the Rebels should Clearman reach base.
Burge has two base hits, singles.
Pitch to Clearman. Catches the outside corner for strike two. Clearman has got a steady diet of strikes here tonight. Clearman has been challenged by Ziegler all three plate appearances. So Clearman, one ball, two strikes, two outs. Takes a called strike on the outside corner, and that will do it. 10 strikeouts for Ziegler through six innings of action. We're headed to the bottom of the seventh inning of play, 2-0 Tri-County lead. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Hi, this is Casey Holcomb with Mississippi Hometown Realty, and I want to help you start living the life you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Tri-County area, then I want you to call me first. When you choose me as your real estate agent, you'll experience the benefits of personalized service and unmatched local expertise. Find me at mshomesforyou.com. That's mshomesforyou.com. This is Casey Holcomb, your hometown agent at Mississippi Hometown Realty, doing what I love and loving what I do.
MS license number 51833 by phone 601-398-1620.
Yazoo Valley Electric Power Association wants you to stay away from downed power lines. Downed power lines carry the risk of deadly electric shock, even if the broken wire is not sparking. If a wire is crossing a road or driveway, avoid the area and keep others away. If you see a downed power line, back away and call your utility company or 911. When you call, be prepared to provide the specific address or location of the downed power line so a repair crew can get there as quickly as possible. This safety message brought to you by Yazoo Valley Electric Power Association.
You're listening to Tri-County Academy on 103.9 WYAB.
So a pitching change for the Rebels as Tanner Blackwell heads to the mound for Tri-County. Blackwell, a senior right-hander. Very talented pitcher out there on the mound for the Rebels. You would probably expect Blackwell to see this one inning of action here tonight and be ready to go again Friday night as he'll be needed in one of those two contests. Blackwell's got a nice fastball, a couple of breaking pitches. So the line for Luke Power tonight Six total innings, 90 pitches, 53 total strikes, only allowed two hits, no earned runs, five walks, eight strikeouts, a zero ERA. So a nice performance tonight for the sophomore, Luke Power. And now Blackwell comes in with a two-run cushion, hoping to wrap this thing up. And everybody here from the Tri-County side hoping we don't see the Rebels come to the plate in the bottom of the seventh. So Blackwell will face Corley. Corley has singled and struck out. Corley shows bunt, takes a pitch. Must have been just off the inside corner. Nice fastball from Blackwell, but did not get the call. So one ball, no strikes. That one misses just outside, so another good fastball, but one off the inside edge, one off the outside edge. Call a strike. Two balls, one strike.
Eight hole hitter. Challenges.
So Corley waits on the 2-1 pitch from Blackwell. Misses, low and outside, ball three. A lot of chatter coming out of the Riverfield dugout. We'll see if Blackwell brings one back in the strike zone here on a 3-1 count. Blackwell misses high and inside for a walk. So Riverfield in business here, the tying run. Standing at the plate in the nine-hole hitter, Fisher Williams. So Blackwell checks his runner over at first base. Williams squares the bunt. Called strike right on the outside corner. And Williams has struck out and walked so far in this ballgame. Blackwell's pitch, the swing and a miss by Williams. No balls, two strikes to count. No outs. It's the top of the seventh inning of play. That's the last scheduled inning in regulation here tonight. Tri-County with a 2-0 lead over the Raiders from Riverfield. Blackwell's pitch is a fastball, misses outside. One ball, two strikes to count. Blackwell checks his runner over at first. Stretch to the plate. Foul ball. Foul back over the press box for. Keeps that count at one ball, two strikes. Corley down at first base after the walk. Pitch misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, no outs. 2-0 Tri-County lead, top of the seventh inning of play. Pitch from Blackwell, swing and a miss. Strikeout number one for Tanner Blackwell. That sends the leadoff hitter, Nasser, back to the plate. Nasser in the ballgame is 0-for-3. He flew out to center field, popped out to the pitcher, and popped out to the shortstop. So three balls lifted and three outs for Nasser. Ziegler waits on deck.
Brad Nasser.
We'd love to see this second out recorded with Nasser. So Blackwell, infield playing at double play depth. First pitch, misses high and outside, ball one. It's been a great ball game here this afternoon in Florida.
About a 6-4-3.
These two teams will meet again Friday night in a doubleheader over in Rayville, Louisiana to decide the district title. Nice pitch by Blackwell that does not get the call. Two balls, no strikes. Nosser shows bunt. Pulls it back at the last second, but takes a called strike. Two balls, one strike. Blackwell hoping for another strikeout or even better, a double play. He'd love to wrap this thing up and not give Ziegler another plate appearance. The pitch fouled off. Count evens. Two balls, two strikes. Blackwell working from the stretch with Corley over at first base. Has not made an attempt to throw over to first base. The hitter Nosser calls timeout. Pitch from Blackwell. Just misses outside. That count runs to three balls, two strikes. One out. Full count. Runner down at first base. 2-0 lead for the Rebels. It's the top of the seventh inning of play. Blackwell steps off the pitcher's rubber. Nosser back in the batter's box. Payoff pitch coming from Blackwell. Called strike on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tanner Blackwell. So the inning started out with a walk. There's going to be a mound visit. So we're going to see Coach Barrett head out to the pitcher's mound. So Ziegler on the night popped out to the shortstop, walked, and then intentionally walked in his third plate appearance. So he is 0 for 1, but has reached base twice. Ziegler is a kid that could easily swing the bat and tie this ball game up. I don't know that I would strongly consider letting him take that 90-foot jog down to first base. So we will see. It does not appear that the Rebels are going to send him down to first base. So Blackwell will face a challenge here. A tying run at the plate in the person of Ziegler. Facing Tanner Blackwell. Blackwell. First pitch to Ziegler. Low. Ball one. It's a fastball. Ziegler in his last two at-bats facing Power has seen nothing but pitches away. That one right down the middle, but just low. Blackwell comes step. Pitch misses inside. Fastball. Tanner had a little extra juice on that pitch. But it missed low and inside. Blackwell working the bottom of the zone right now. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Tying run at the plate. Breaking pitch stays high. Three balls, no strikes. Two-run lead for Tri-County, but Riverfield making some noise here in the top of the seventh inning. Pitch misses outside, and another walk for Ziegler. That's his third walk of the night. And that will send Drake Parker to the plate. So Drake, potentially the go-ahead run. He is 0 for 2 with a walk. He grounded and reached on an error, popped out to the shortstop, and then walked in his third at bat. He will face Blackwell here with two outs. First pitch, popped up. Got a chance to make the play, and Smith does it. Hayden Smith from his second place position ranges over behind the first baseman, Connor Hillman. And that will do it here tonight at Tri-County. The final score, Tri-County Rebels 2, Riverfield 0. Tri-County runs that district record to 7-0, Riverfield 6-1. We'll be back with more after this break. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Mark Twain said, the best investment on earth is earth. This is Realtor Shane Saxton, and like I always say, you can build more cars, you can build more houses, they ain't making no more land. In the past 2 years, compared to other investments, land prices are still holding strong. Call me today to get your land sold, because Saxton Sales isn't just my slogan, backed up by hundreds of satisfied clients just like you.
Find one of the top agents at Hopper Properties on Facebook and at hopperpropertiesms.com.
601-742-1435. Let Lewis Furniture help you create the home of your dreams. You deserve it.
We have a wide selection in our showroom with top brands like Tempur-Pedic, FlexSteel, Craftmaster, and many more. Lewis Furniture is proud to be a family-owned and operated business, selling homes for over a decade.
Shop local. Shop Lewis Furniture.
Lewis Furniture and Mattress Gallery. Come home to Lewis Furniture.
Next to Nukes in Clinton.
At Bank of Yazoo, we believe that common sense makes for better banking. That's why we've taken our array of checking accounts and simplified them for you, boiling down features and benefits to create our new you, achieve you, benefit you, and protect you checking accounts. Ready to discover how simple is better? Talk with us today. Bank of Yazoo. Bank of you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Flora Methodist Church is a proud sponsor of Tri-County Academy Athletics. You're welcome to join us each week for Sunday school at 10 and service at 11. The Flora Methodist Church is a family of believers making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world.
Hi, this is Sheila Blakely, owner of Wisteria Lane Florist and Gifts, located in historic Flora Station District in downtown Flora, inviting you to stop by and view our great selection of gifts as well as our fresh and silk flower arrangements available for pickup or delivery Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Tri-County Athletics.
Welcome back to W.S. Red Hancock Yazoo Field as Tri-County gets the 2-0 victory over the Raiders from Riverfield Academy. Runs that district record to 7-0. Riverfield drops to 6-1 in the district. And now a huge doubleheader Friday night over in Rabel, as they'll see first game, first pitch scheduled for 4 o'clock, first pitch approximately 6 o'clock, Friday night over in Rabel with the district title on the line and a number one seed on the line as the Rebels head into the playoffs. Rebels record improved to 18-6. Riverfield drops to 15-9. On the season, 6 innings from Luke Power, no runs allowed by Luke Power, 1 inning from Tanner Blackwell, no runs allowed. Now a great pitching performance by John Cade Ziegler. Take nothing away from that young man. Just a nice job with some aggressive base running and some timely hitting by the Rebels back in the first inning and the third inning. Both innings, 1 run on a 2-out RBI in those situations. So clutch hitting for the Rebels made things happen tonight. So Tri-County maintains the lead in the district, 7-0. 2 games left to go. We're getting ready for Rebels in the playoffs. Thanks to Josh West. Thanks to Matt Wesolowski back in the studio. Thanks to all the guys here in the box with me tonight. We've got my two main men up here, Gerald Smith and Jeremy Bond, do a good job of keeping me straight, keeping those stats ready when I need them, and helping me out all around with the broadcast. So thanks to those two guys as well. And that'll wrap things up for tonight. 2-0 victory for the Rebels over the Raiders. You've been listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
This is Central Mississippi's Stimulating Talk.
103.9 WYAB, Pocahontas, Jackson.